So basically, I just wanted to very quickly, I've got 5 minutes to run through the activities for the network. A big push is communication. I'll go to these further. There's a notice board, but we have a lot of these things are based on a website. We try and give people must reads from the published literature, as well as make available grey literature. We have some research support to try and encourage capacity building in younger students, and we have some network events. So as Steve said before, we have about 825 members. Interestingly enough, this has just kind of turned from getting more stakeholders than researchers. And they're across a variety of areas. We're still states that we're trying to increase our uptake in. And I guess this is where we're kind of having that interesting thing of how do we provide things that are important and of benefit to everyone. We're very aware that everyone doesn't need another email in their inbox, and so we try and restrict the amount of things that we send out, but also make them as available as we can. So we have our main website. I've just realised that I hadn't put...
Can everyone hear down the back?
Most things that our network does you can find on this website. I've just realised I hadn't put the website address on there, but it is on the pamphlets at the front. We have a notice board, which should have gone up, but it will hopefully go up by Friday. We've just had a glitch with it. The notice board, we have been asked by stakeholders to provide a forum in which people that want research questions answered can put that research question up and can be then found by researchers. And same with student projects, if there's projects that people want available, there's events and also a job board. So as I said, the main idea behind the notice board is to link stakeholders' research needs with researchers. There is no necessity to have funding associated with it. It's also, you can advertise student projects if you want, and there's job and events notices. We have a must-read section in which we go through the literature for recently published literature and make it available to people. We also provide grey literature. We have a lot of people that send in a new report or something or other. We upload that to the website, or we point you in the right direction to find that website. We also, as Steve said, we started out thinking that what we'll do is collate all the information, then we found all these networks and national initiatives that are going to do and are doing a way better job than we could do. So what we're also trying to do is direct people to providing data, whether it be raw data or metadata in the case of ANZ, to things such as the Atlas of Living Australia, Australian National Data Service, which is ANZ. And we actually have two people here today that are from ANZ, if you wish to talk to them, Ross and Andrew, who are up in the back tables. And what they're trying to do is encourage people to make their metadata available at a national scale, which are great initiatives. We also have a SetGIS guy that can help you put that data into the forum if you have trouble with it, and there's also links to GIS resources. Like I said, we have a quarterly TRIA bulletin. We try and do a focus on research that is happening in adaptation circles. We also have those must-read sections and a lead to conferences. We have information sheets. We're doing a few of these each year, just looking at as a general public information on key areas in climate change adaptation for terrestrial biodiversity. We've also, as Steve said, there was the NARC. I think what he didn't go into is there will be national funding associated with those questions in the NARC. And we have on our website based a list for each person that has listed these, has put what their research interests are, and you can find their email details, what their broad research interests are, and then also contact them for trying to make collaborations in these areas.
Just a further comment on that, Kevin. I meant to mention this as well, that those questions that are in the NARC, what we've actually done is in that database of researchers and managers and so on, is that they've actually identified which questions they are most interested in, which ones they have expertise in. So you can actually search it and say, look, I want someone who's got expertise in fire management adaptation, number 5.3.2, and that data has come up with all of the scientists who have identified that that is a field that they have expertise in. So you can match people from both directions.
As you know, with a roadshow, which will be happening across all of Australia, I won't go into this because you're here today. We also support research. What we're trying to do is kind of in the research field particularly is kind of get more people into the adaptation field. We still get lots of applications that are all talking about impacts, and trying to encourage people to take that next step and thinking about how, but what does that mean? How do we go on from there? How, what are their adaptation implications? So we've supported those. You can see what the completed student projects that were funded on the website. So with PhD travel grants, we also award PhD students to travel and collaborate either nationally or internationally in areas where it means they gain skills to be able to analyse their data in different ways or collaborate with people that they are not available in their current institute. Once again, those projects are also available on the website. And also we invite international speakers. This is funded by CORE NCAF, but we're collaborating with them to try and get people to come. We had two people come last year. We have another lady, Jessica Thalman, coming this year that will talk in WA, and we're trying to get this to happen across all of Australia. NCAF has a great seminar series that is very, very popular, but we're trying to get it. It's often based in Brisbane, and we're trying to spread it out. And with all of this, whether it be sending in grey literature or suggesting talks, is that we're open and welcome suggestions for all of these things. And the other big thing that we do is have very set question workshops in set areas. So we've already run one just at the start of the network with conservation planning, which Steve showed you some of those results. Ari Hoffman ran another one on genetic translocation, so genetically which species are the best to transfer, and those results will be coming out soon, hopefully. And we have three more that will be running, one very soon on assisted migration, move what, where and when and how, which will happen in WA. One on riparian vegetation, which will start at the beginning of next year, and another one on estuarine ecosystems.